Hello. This is a random MIDI music adventure after show thing. And I am Andrew, and I may get the messengers up momentarily. But first, I will just say I think what I'm going to do here today is probably just play Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, the 2010 like remake version, and I'll play some, replace the crappy music in the game with my music library, and it should be an interesting thing to listen to. Anyway, we'll see what happens. So let me bring the messenger up. The messenger. Yes. So that should be coming up. And once I set the nick of that, I will go into the game and start playing, and we'll see what happens. We are on Team Talk. I'm not going to be using the phone or anything, because I won't really be able to answer it in the middle of the action-packed video gaming segment. So, oh, here's this spam person again. Every time you log in. Let's see. So, MSN screen name. Yeah, you will hear my messenger noises, because that's where the laptop is, where the music will be coming from. So, we'll just have to deal with that. Ah, somebody is already here. So, let's begin. Feel free, again, to join me on Team Talk, because I get lonely. So, without further ado, let's see. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, Blast from the Past, Gauntlet Race, Hyperclass Cars, Beat the Par Times to Earn Medals. Let's see. Gold, 5 minutes 10 seconds. Silver, 5 minutes 25 seconds. Bronze, 6 minutes. Alright. Let's see. I forgot what I'm even driving in this race. Oh, that's a McLaren F1. See how quickly I crash. We're going 190, 195, 190, yes, 205 miles an hour, 210, 212. This is a fast car. Hitting the nitrous. Oh my god, almost crashed once already. Had to slow down. Got up to about 220. This car tops off with nitrous at like, there I hit the wall. Oh jeez. The controls in this are so twitchy, it's ridiculous. Alright, let's see if we can get to top speed, which I believe is like 243. First we gotta get to a place where we have a really long Let's see, new interceptor unit engaging. And some kind of car I can't pronounce. It looked like it said Konekazig or something like that. I don't know what the hell that is, but... Ah! He bumped me! Take a spike strip! Oh, he got hit by the spikes! Okay, I'm not seeing any big straightaways where I can try and top out the car. Let's see. There's a big turn. Another big turn coming up. Let's hit the nitrous off the turn. Alright, here we go. I got a full tank of cheating fuel. 207, 220, 230. Oh, I crashed! Oh, the car is flipped over. Reset. I reset and rammed the cop car. He's dead. Okay. I gotta find a nice long straightaway to top this thing out. Oh, it's all banged up. This is disgraceful. I'm a terrible video game driver. Oh my goodness! Oh, and dodged a guy. That was really close. hit a guy head on, but like grazed him, I guess, wasn't that head on. I didn't crash completely. Ah, the wall. My hand breaking skills need improvement. I crashed, and then it respawned me right into another crash. You'll never get me, Copper. Oh, here's a big long straightaway. 254 miles per hour, and crashed again. It's like impossible to not crash in this game. It's crazy. Stupid wall. Laid down a spike strip, but he missed. Let me try my own spike strip. Take that. Oh, he got nailed.
He's trying to lose you
off-road.
Continue to pursue.
Let's try our turbo. Turbo active. Whoa! Oh my god. I'm definitely gonna crash now. Jesus. Ah! Well, that got us back to 250, but I have to slow down. Oh, cop rammed me into the wall. I don't know how he caught up with me. There, I rammed him back. I sideswiped him. And now I pass him and give him a spike strip. Ha ha! He's wrecked. That cop won't be following me anymore. Alright, well that's over. Ah. Responding to some messages. See, what is it? We can always, so there in this game you can play two ways. You can play as as basically an illegal street racer or as a cop. Excuse me, my throat is killing me. I don't know what's going on. Oh, boy. Maybe this was a bad idea. I can't even barely talk. Let's see. What do we got here? Special response unit. Only the... like when they don't... They put text on screen for, like, not enough time for me to read it. Problem is, some of these races, like, the thing that annoys me about this is there's certain, like, events here where, like, they don't let you pick the car you want. Like, they give you a selection, and, like, I don't want to drive those cars, which annoys me. I have another problem is their menu screen, like, you have to use arrow keys, and it's really hard to get to some, to actually navigate to some of the items on the map here. Again, I don't want to use these two stupid cars. I'm trying to pick something fun. Let's see. Alright, here we go. I'm going to play as a cop with the Shelby GT500 Super Snake 750 horsepower Mustang. That ought to take care of the illegal street racers.
The Super Snake is a package offered by Shelby to enhance the power and looks of the Ford Shelby GT500.
Basically, as the cop, I can just ram these people off the road until their car doesn't work. And then I have, I crashed one guy. I have spike strips. I can call in roadblocks and helicopters. Oh, they laid a spike strip down on me. Those jerks. Crashed into one guy. What's he driving? Looks like a Dodge Viper. Oh my god. Alright, this is just not working. It keeps throwing, like, environmental obstacles at me. This is ridiculous. Starting over. Alright, here we go. No screwing around.
All units, we have a high priority situation on Rockingham Road.
Hello, Viper. You're almost dead from one hit. Viper is toast. I just rammed him right off the road. Let's see, I spike stripped another guy just now. I got another Viper.
Suspect immobilized.
And a Mustang. I busted a Mustang with the spike strip.
A suspect has evaded the spike strip.
So there's two guys down, out of their race here. Let's call in a roadblock. Whoa! I just totally I tried to hit this Mustang, but I totally overshot him. Let's see. I'm waiting for them to get over here.
Spike strip deployed.
We're going spike strip. There we go. Another guy busted with the spikes. Oh, and another guy. Let's see who's left. Looks like somebody far away. Let's hit the secret fuel sauce. Going 208 miles an hour in a Mustang. That's pretty crazy. Oh, they spike stripped me again, the bastards. This guy. Here we go. I'm coming up behind him.
Suspect has missed the spike strip.
He tried to use an EMP machine on me, but I slowed down. There, now he's toast. I think that's the end of their little race.
Suspect vehicles have been stopped. Good job, officer.
There we go. Game crashed. That's typical. Well, that's a shame. What to do now? I don't think I ever played Metro 2033. In a broadcast. So I think maybe we can try that.
I was born in Moscow, but I remember nothing of that time. I was just an infant when the old world was destroyed in the flames of nuclear fire. I, along with 40,000 others, were saved by retreating to the metro stations deep under the city. Now, 20 years had passed, and going up into the embrace of an endless winter was left to a few brave souls. The metro was our home, and our fortress against the nightmarish mutants who roamed the tunnels. Still, we never gave up hope that we would return to the surface. But one day, a new threat appeared, and we found ourselves in a war to determine the very existence of our species.
Okay.
It's me, I'm in it!
Let's check the game options. It makes these noises as I scroll over the menu options. Okay. Changing a setting there. All right, sound options should be okay. Let's start a new game. Prologue.
The tunnel grew colder. Millie and I were close on. We'd climb up into the howling wind to find our way through whatever nightmares were waiting there. My long journey was nearly at the end, but would I have the courage, the will to see it through?
Hey, Artyom. When you left your home station, did you ever think we'll end up in a place like this? Not knowing whether we were about to save our world. Or send it straight to hell.
Gotcha!
Ooh. We'll have to get through the military outpost to reach the surface, Artyom. Shh, tiho. Something's moving in the next room. Open the gate, I'll cover. Shit is always breaking down in here. Use the auxiliary hand system to open the gate. Artyom, check those crates for ammo and med packs. Ready, Artyom? Follow me. Okay. Up we go.
Spooky.
Ooh. Seems like nobody's home. Before we hit the surface, put your gas mask on. It'd be like a goldfish.
Okay, let's see. Many places, especially on the surface, require a gas mask for survival. If you start to choke, press G to put on your gas mask.
We're almost there. This is the Korolev Performance Hall. It's really close to the tower. Hold your weapon!
I see a shadow. Some kind of monster over there.
Here they come.
Die, monster. I don't know what the hell these things are, but they take a lot of bullets.
Let's give it a pull. Okay, Artyom, ready? Let's move out. And here it is, Artyomushka. Our goal.
Roger, we'll contact you
when
we're at the top of the tower. Get a fix on our
location, then. Over. Let's go, the other should already be here. Huh? Oh, there they are! Glad to see you, Colonel.
Vehicle came up and some guys are in
it. Did you hear that? Listen. What the hell is it?
Uh-oh. It was like a stampede of monsters.
Stay calm.
What's your best, boys? Okay,
got hit by one. I don't know, 8 days earlier now.
Life was never easy in the tunnels, but it was our home. There was comfort in its routines, in seeing the same people day after day. But since the mutant attacks had escalated, fear ruled the station. I had just turned 20, and could never have imagined what would follow in the morning that my stepfather's friend Hunter arrived at the barricade.
Thank you.
us a bunch of pick.
Wake at last, I see. Hunter's on his way in. He should have news from the other stations. Come on.
Shit. Peace. Disease. I've been through worse, and I'm not giving up. What's your plan?
Alex.
Yes, Nikolai?
The station can't survive much longer if these attacks don't stop. We must do something.
What more can we do?
The Dark Ones will kill us all.
We'll see what Hunter says.
Sergei, have you seen my Sergei?
Hello, Artem. Another patrol was attacked last night. The hospital's full.
Mommy, the situation is under control.
Let's go, Artem.
What about Alexei? He was at the outpost.
Alexei was in the
bed. No visitor.
Have seen him?
The captain. Pieter.
He was okay, but I hope he's alive.
Oh, that's you.
Was it the Dark Ones?
The situation's under control. Come on, Alex. Hello, Artyom.
How are the wounded?
Not much improvement. Two died this morning.
The Dark Ones do not kill outright. But they damage a victim's mind. Sooner or later, this leads to death.
I can't get it. I can't reach.
What the hell? Who could that be?
It's Hunter.
Mutants don't knock first. Open the damn gate. Welcome to Exhibition, Hunter.
Thanks. Now close your gate.
It's been a long time, Hunter.
Good to see you, Alex. Hello, Artyom.
So, Hunter, what's happening in the outside world these days?
Not much. Most of what I hear is about Exhibition and the undead infesting your tunnels. Artyom, I met a trader selling old postcards of New York City. I thought of your wall.
These are not the usual mutant creatures. This is something else.
What the
hell? Something much worse.
Dark Ones. Well, whatever in hell they are, my order has a motto. If it's hostile, you kill it.
The Dark
Intruder
Ones
alarm in the main vent shaft! They're coming in from above!
Shit. Just what we needed.
There are wounded here just behind the wall.
Kirill, take your group to the tunnels.
Alex, we must stay here and defend the hall.
All right, Artyom, quickly, get a weapon. Damn, they never come this far into this station.
It's the hospital. They smell the blood. I shot this one. No Dark Ones here.
Just the usual tunnel trash.
Even when you don't see them, the Dark Ones are there. Fear. That's their weapon. That's what made the new Solaces run through the tunnels like rats. The Dark Ones are not simple mutants. They're Homo Novus, the next step in evolution. You've heard about survival of the fittest? Guess what? We lost.
What's happened to you, Alex? You can go like lambs to the slaughter. I'll hang on to whatever life I got with teeth and claws. And I'll take more than a few of your Homo Novus with me to hell.
You think you're some old movie cowboy? Have a look, Hunter. 10 soldiers trained in combat. Their bodies broken. Their minds gone.
The Dark Ones. They destroyed the Outer Guard post.
Uh-oh.
Recon the situation. Listen carefully, Atium. If I'm not back here by morning, you must get to police station and find a man named Miller. Tell him what's happened to me and what's stirring in the northern tunnels. Show this to Miller so he knows I've sent you. I trust everything to you, Atium. Don't let me down. If we are to survive, this threat must be eliminated, no matter the cost. Eliminated. Understand.
Hunter did not return. It wouldn't be easy to find an excuse to leave the station and travel to Polis, but I had given my word. I learned that the caravan was heading to Riga the next day and needed guards assigned on for the ride.
Не стучите колеса, кондуктор, нажми на тормоза.
Finally! Taking your time as usual, huh? Alright, grab your gear, go to the platform, they're waiting for us. I'll meet you there. Hey, Артем, don't forget anything, huh? Вот стоц перевертоться, бабушка здорова! Вот стоц перевертоться, куча ед компот!
That guy is annoying.
Sorry, Arto. This part of the station is under temporary lockdown.
Some nice music.
I'm sick and tired of this shit.
Why something else?
No!
Dirt everywhere, just dirt. People are filthy.
Is that you, Pete?
Hypocrites, traitors, everywhere.
Look who's talking about dirt.
In the very near future, there will be an assembly at our station to formalize a military alliance with Riga. Under the proposed agreement, our stations are to jointly solve issues.
Throw your junk away. That's for babies.
Is the real deal.
Northern tunnels will now be
the best gun in the world.
Look at this piece.
As you wish.
Drunk again. Hell up, slow.
Where's your gear? Look, go to the armory and get geared up.
Hello, Arthur.
You drink like there's no tomorrow.
Hello, Artyom. You need some weapons? Okay, let's take a look. Submachine gun, 5.45 caliber, made in the armory. It's got poor accuracy and overheats like hell. That's why they call it a bastard gun. Use short bursts, Artyom. Help yourself to some ammo, too. Here's a universal charger to keep the battery powered. And a gas mask. Put it on if you crossed any rig. Army issue first aid kits, just in case. Okay, you're supplied, my friend. Feel free to try out your weapon on my firing range. In depth.
try not to stick out your head.
Do you think one day we could be back up to the surface?
Hey, how are you, Artyom?
Come in, son. You're ready to set off. Good.
Minsk, Kiev. People might have survived somewhere else, at least for a while.
Hey, Artyom, how about the piglet?
Okay, that's it. We done.
Artyom! Artyom, here! Here! Move it!
His enemy's happy to know.
Привет! So you ready to move out? Are you ready? Well, let's go then. What's your situation, man? Relax. It's all quiet at the outer guard post. You take that seat, Artyom. And you, Eugene, take this one. Did anybody forget anything?
So, you get your gear? Let's go then.
Hey, guys, going to Riga?
Yeah, we are.
Can I get a lift?
Sure, but no free rides. You'll have to pull the lever sometimes.
I can do that.
Let's go then. I'll ride it then. Good luck to everyone staying home, and to us too.
Boy,
let's go.
Good luck to us.
So, are you ready to finally be somewhere else?
Whoa! Artyomka! Free at last, huh? Well, for as long as the ride takes, anyway. Should be fun. More dangerous. Even better, right?
It was the first time I had left the safety of my home station. It troubled me that I hadn't told my stepfather the truth. I would not be heading straight back from Riga. But Hunter was depending on me.
So, where are you from?
Riga. I'm making the rounds, buying merchandise.
Well, I bet you've seen a few places then.
Yeah, the market is right next to Riga, and that's a big metro already. I used to make regular trips to Polis, but getting there now requires a lot of luck. That or being from Hansa.
A safe trip. How come?
Wow. Hansa connects to the whole metro and has a lot of stations, but doesn't welcome outsiders. And if it's not Hansa, then you have to go through the Reds, the Nazis, or your regular bandits. And these guys are really going at it lately. If they're not fighting everyone else, they're warring with each other.
Slow down, guy.
Peter, what's up?
The military caravan got stuck near Alexeyevskaya. A tunnel collapse or other shit. You have to use the service tunnel bypassing Alexeyevskaya.
Ah, fuck. I hate this tunnel. Huh? All right, Peter. Open up the gate. No point being stuck here forever.
Why? Well, what's wrong with that tunnel?
Well, it's an ordinary tunnel. Not as well lit, maybe. I went through that last month and, well, I just don't like it. That's all.
Have a safe trip.
We're riding a ham car and we're armed, so I think we'll make it there okay.
Push the lever. We'll get there sooner.
Okay, Eugene, you go help the men. We should move faster here. You watch the back, Artyom.
Sure, I'll help. That way we'll get to Riga in no time, right?
No, we should get out of here sooner. It's scary when they're around. And I pity them.
Them? Who them?
Can you hear them weep?
Whom do you mean, them? What are you talking about, huh? What the hell is going on about? Boris! Boris! Boris!
Hey, what's happening to me?
Everything's getting blurry.
Whoa. My head. Artyom.
Weird things happening. There's strange shadows of something. There's some kind of light flying at us. It hurts my ears.
Thank you.
Artyom! Over here!
If we are to survive, this threat must be eliminated, no matter the cost. Eliminated.
There's some kind of shadow coming towards the other guy with a gun. And that guy fell down. That's probably bad.
Going on?
Shit! Wake up, people! People, wake up, for Christ's sake! What is? Wake up, warriors! Shit! It's no good! Ah! Oh God! Ah! Shoot them! You shoot them! Take the ladders! Come on!
Whoa, there's a lot of bad guys around. That guy didn't make it.
Riga station was only the first stop on my journey, but the caravan went no further. So, before parting ways, we drank to celebrate our survival. The vodka didn't drown my fear of traveling on to Polis alone, but I was about to find myself with an unexpected and notorious partner.
Well, with that, I think that'll conclude this little after-show bit. I have some things I gotta take care of before tomorrow. So, see ya!